This is Siobhan Sharma interviewing live from Flushing, New York. I'm about to take the interview of
Ashish Sharma.
May the questions begin. Why did you choose Queensland University?
It was ranked as a good university, and my credits were also accepted in that university.
What gave you the courage to relocate to a foreign land?
At that time, the goal was to make a good career in a good field. That was the reason it inspired me to take a chance to go abroad and do higher studies in a good IT field.
How did your parents react to this decision of yours?
Initially, it was a tough one for them because I was the youngest one at home. And besides that, the question was who would take care of the parents. But they decided my career was important, and they suggested me that I should go overseas and study well, and they will take care of themselves. So it was a tough decision as a family.
What did it feel like knowing you had to leave your homeland for another nation?
It was kind of adventurous. Excitement was there, and it was difficult for me to also accept to get adopted into a new location, accepting new challenges. But once again, as our dream was to establish our career, we decided to take a chance on it.
Who supported you throughout this transition?
Initially, my dad. He used his retirement fund to pay for my tuition fee and for my flight. And he gave me a chance. He clearly asked me that this is all whatever he could spend on me. But it was enough only for the first semester fees, which was initially had to be deposited. And the challenge was for the rest of the studies, I had to work, and I had to make my living by working hard overseas where I had no idea what I was going to do.
Did these struggles change you in any way?
It did. It was completely changed my life, my attitude towards the life, and the way we see the life, the way we live the life. It transformed me completely as a kid who was in college, getting pocket money from the parents, spending money, and then it changed my life. I was completely on myself, working hard. Every penny counted. I had to save it for my tuition and for my living, and for my future career. So it was a big transformation to me.
How was life at the university?
It was good. Good thing was that we had only 2 days to attend the college, and the rest of the days we were given chance to work where we could work hard. We used to do odd jobs in the city, other places. So it was good.
Did you meet any important people that were significant in your life?
During the initial phase, it was good. We met a number of good people who were established in life, and we discussed their life's biography, and we learned from them also.
Did your major influence your future career?
Yes.
How did it feel living without your family?
It was difficult. We are from Indian culture where we have number of festivals every few months, weeks, celebrating family. The culture was more towards getting together with the family, and going overseas where you don't know anybody. You got to make friends, no family, but it was a tough one. But we managed, and then we got used to it, living with the friends, and the friends become the family there.
Did you regret any of your prior decisions regarding this transition?
The only thing was, I was the youngest one. I left my parents for my career and my studies. And it was a difficult one because my father, he was a diabetic patient, and I always feel like I should have stayed sometimes back home and should have taken care of my family.
Have you ever reflected on your decisions in the past?
No.
Not at all? Like any regrets? Any?
No, this was the only one. This was the only one, that's it.
How has life in Australia impacted you as a whole?
It was a challenge to live and concentrate on the studies. I worked hard, and luckily after working hard, I got good distinctive marks, extra high distinction in my studies. And I also worked hard to make my living.
Have these accomplishments changed you in any way in terms of how you look at life as a whole?
Yes, completely. It was, I used to be a short-tempered person, getting upset on small things. But after going through living in Australia and working throughout my life and studies, it transformed me as a person who used to see the life at every challenge as being positive.
Do you miss any aspects of life in Australia ever since coming back to the United States?
Not really, no.
Any particular reason for this conclusion of yours?
I accept that phase was to be strong in life and surviving on my own. So it was a challenge, it was good, but once again, I see it as a positive. I don't miss anything.
Do you feel like the education you received at Queensland University was necessary for you to progress in life?
Yes. I did the studies for Master in Business Administration and learned a lot from my professors over there in the university. So it was good.
Was there any bond formed between you and Australia in any way?
No.
Do you have any advice for any other young students expecting to attend studies or colleges abroad?
Yes. I think everybody should visit overseas and learn how to live on their own, not just being financially supported from their parents. Because when you work and you live on your own, you understand the value of every little thing in life, and you learn how to live.
Do you believe that if you attended a different university, you would have been in the same place you are right now in terms of your financial circumstances, residential circumstances, family, etc.?
My view is always, it doesn't matter which university you go to. It matters how much effort do you put in from your side to learn something. And that should be the attitude of every student, I think, should be.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma, for taking your time in this interview.